51. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called, ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We chant the introit from the insert.
Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes.
How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored
is the feast.
Lord.
Keep your family, the church, continually in the true faith, that relying on the hope of your heavenly grace, we may ever be defended by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings. The Old Testament reading for the fifth Sunday after Epiphany is from Isaiah chapter 58. Why have we fasted, and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure, and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel, and to fight, and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and to bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please turn to Psalm 112 in the front of your hymnals. We'll chant verses 1 through 9 responsively.
Praise the Lord, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Conducts his affairs with justice. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. Given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever.
So is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the Alleluia and verse.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated for our hymn of the day, 578.
Thy strong word, keep clean the darkness.
peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear beloved in Christ, in Jesus, we are salt, and we are light, and we are righteousness. The words before us today were spoken by Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. Large crowds were on the green grass hillside by the shores of the Lake of Galilee gathered. There Jesus on the mountain by the blue, clear, clean Lake of Galilee spoke these words to us before us today. Jesus talks about what it means to be salt and light and righteousness. Salt is what we put on food so it tastes better. Salt is used to preserve food. Light dawned this morning when the sun came up at dawn and we have daylight. You turn the flashlight on and the living room lamp and it dispels the darkness. Righteousness is holiness, perfection, and purity. Because in Jesus we do have a righteousness that exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees. And since he has fulfilled the law and the prophets for us, today we're going to talk about what it means that we are the salt of the earth, we are the light of the world, and we are God's righteousness to this world. So we begin. Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth." Salt of the earth. The first thing we clarify, of course, is Jesus is the true salt of the earth. Jesus salted this earth with his ministry, with his preaching and teaching law and gospel, with his miracles giving us a glimpse of heaven, with his suffering and his death, his resurrection and his ascension. He has salted the earth with the word of God. The world may not want this salt, but it is only in the seasoning of the salt of the gospel of Christ that anyone can have life eternal. And in Jesus, we are called the salt of the earth. Because of our old Adam, we always want to be careful that we don't lose our taste, that we don't lose our saltiness, and are not just worth being trampled under people's feet. Which means, if you compromise the word of God, if you don't defend what you know God has said in his word and don't speak up, if you lose your interest in Jesus and his word and become sucked in to the world, then if you do so, you have lost your taste and are no good to be yet trampled under people's feet. We never want to lose our saltiness. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Jesus says, "Beware of the world if the world loves you. They hated Christ, they will hate us." We indeed are salt because we proclaim Jesus as the salt of the earth. Paul said in the epistle lesson, "You and I have the testimony of God in Jesus Christ and him crucified." That is the salt of the earth. Even though we preach the gospel in weakness and fear and trembling, it doesn't matter. Because the gospel does not depend upon us. It's the demonstration of the spirit and power of God and faith in the power of God. And the gospel is not man's lofty speech. It's not our wisdom. It's not our plausible ideas. It's the proclamation of Christ and him crucified, which is the true salt of the earth. You were here today and confessed your sins, and you heard absolution, Jesus speaking through my lips, telling you that your sins are forgiven. You have been salted by the law and by the gospel. Now you and I are to be the salt of the earth. Give the flavor of God's word. We defend the unborn child as a great gift of God. We speak up that marriage can only be between a man and a woman. We speak up that Christ is the only way of salvation, the only intercessor between God and man. Whenever you speak the truth, and the world might not want to hear it. You become the salt of the earth. God grant that through Jesus, the salt, the true salt, we will never compromise the word of God. We will never lose our taste, but we will continue to take the saltiness of the word of God to a world that has fallen into darkness. You know, if you have a wound and you rub salt into it, it stings. And the law of God stings when it tells people they are sinners. Only Jesus can heal those wounds. For the salt that of our punishment salted him on the cross, and now we have healing in that Lord Jesus. May we always joyfully proclaim the truth of God's word and be salt on the earth. Secondly, Jesus says, you and I are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Well, just like Jesus is the true salt, Jesus also is the true light. It, of course, is Jesus who is the light of the world. In him, we now reflect that light to the world. Jesus is like the sun. We are like the moon. We reflect his light. And when we have his word in us, we actually have light inside of us that emanates from us. In him, Jesus, the light of the world, we are lights. You see, Jesus was also like the city set high in the hill, where that hill at Calvary, you could see the cross there, and near there, the empty tomb. It is Jesus is that light upon the stand that gives light to all the world. We who have the light of Christ in us, we now become cities on the hill that everyone can see. We are a light on the stand that gives light to the whole room. Like the song, "This Little Gospel Light of Mine." I'm not going to hide it under a bushel, no. I'm going to let it shine. A little bit of light brings great light to a dark world and dispels the darkness. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works, Jesus says, and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Our good works flow from faith. We are a good tree that bears good fruit. Because we have the light of Christ, we can, as Isaiah said, feed the poor, clothe the naked, bring into our homes the homeless, those who are in need. We do this because we are saved by grace through faith. We do this because we have salvation and righteousness in Christ, and because we have the light, we live out our daily vocations as father, mother, husband, wife, children, grandchildren, employer, employee. And in that vocations, we are light, that people may see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. We are light and proclaim Jesus the true light. That's what Isaiah said this morning. He said, light breaks forth like the dawn. Healing springs up. Righteousness goes before us. The glory of the Lord is our front and rear guard for our life. We call, and the Lord answers. We cry, and he says, here I am. At times you feel like you're walking in darkness, that's the old Adam trying to draw you away from Jesus. Remember then in your baptism, the new man lives before him in righteousness and purity forever. And every day you get up, you can say, Lord, he says, here I am. And the light will come to you in his holy word. And then you will reflect that light joyfully to others. Yes, Jesus says, we are the salt of the earth. You and I are the light of the world. And also, since Christ is our righteousness, we bear that righteousness to the world. If we are salt, and if we are light, then how do we have righteousness? The same thing is true of salt and light. Jesus is the salt. Jesus is the light. Jesus is our righteousness. That's what Jesus meant. He said, I did not come to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. The law and the prophets is a code word for the whole Old Testament. From Genesis all the way to Malachi. All the promises of the one who would come to crush the head of the serpent. Of the one to be born of the virgin. To be born in Bethlehem. To be stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. And then to be the one who comes upon the clouds on the last day when the book of life is opened. all of that, the law and the prophets, is fulfilled in Jesus. For heaven and earth will pass away in the last day, but the law, that is, God's word, will never pass away. It will be accomplished. Jesus said, we must teach all of these commandments in the kingdom of heaven and never compromise or relax the word of God. Because people seek to find their righteousness in themselves. They think that somehow if they lead as good a life as they can, that maybe on the last day the Lord says, sure, come on into heaven. You gave it a good try. Nothing could be further from the truth. The only way we can enter into heaven is if we have the purity and the righteousness and holiness of Jesus credited to our account and clothing us in our baptismal garments. When we are covered with the righteousness of Jesus, we then have a righteousness that exceeds by far the Pharisees and the scribes, because it is the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, as our righteousness, was a secret hidden wisdom of God that has now been revealed to all the world, St. Paul said. What is that wisdom? The crucified Lord of glory. The soldiers didn't realize who they were nailing to the cross, but we know. Jesus was dying for those very people driving the nails into his hands and feet. He was the crucified Lord of glory. He is prepared for those who love him to reveal by the Holy Spirit the depths of God's love freely given to us by God. And now you understand that righteousness. When you were baptized at that font or a font like that, you know and you experience Christ's righteousness. When you hear the Word of God and read the Word of God and study, you have Christ's righteousness by faith. Through the Word of Absolution, which proclaimed that your sins are forgiven, you have the righteousness of Christ. And when you come here to the Lord's table and receive Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine, you are tasting, you are receiving into your body the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. So my friends, we are not in the dark. God has revealed through the Spirit the true wisdom that is found only in Jesus Christ. Now we are called to be salt and light and the righteousness of God in this world, so people may see our good works and give glory to our Father in heaven. God grant that this week, you and I will be salt, seasoning the world with the word of truth, that we will be light, enlightening the world with the brightness of the face of Jesus Christ, and bring righteousness into this world, sanctifying the world through faith in Christ, who is our holiness and our righteousness. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds, with faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Turn to page 158. We stand to confess the Nicene Creed. They stand.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets.
people of God in Christ Jesus for all people according to their needs. Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, giver of life, we thank you for all the mercies granted to our brothers in Christ, Demetrio Pacheco and Raymond Harfin, during their lives here on earth, especially for calling them to faith in Jesus Christ. Comfort the survivors, Jana Lee, Nancy, and all their families at their deaths, as they mourn with the hope of the glorious resurrection and a joyful reunion in heaven. Keep us mindful that we are all mortal, and that we too must be prepared to die in the faith and finally receive the glory promised to all who trust in your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, giver of life, health, safety, and strength. Lord God in heaven, through Jesus Christ, your Son, we pray for these, your servants, Richard Coleman, Sean Wood, Gwen Gransberg, Eugene Lattisaw, Claire Gorman, Claudia Hall, Steve Favors, and all who are in need of healing and strength. Grant, O Lord, that you hear our prayer and see their afflictions. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Look at the affliction of your people around this world. Bring an end to the coronavirus and see the affliction of your people. Let hopelessness not overwhelm us, but grant healing and strength in your boundless mercy. Save all who are afflicted. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Because of your great love in Christ, you have called us into the household of faith. Be with Trinity Lutheran and the ministries of our church, Early Child Care Center, Campus Ministry, ESL, the work of our youth, the work of LWML, and the work of our boards and councils. Grant, as we, your adopted children, carry out your great commission, you pour a special blessing upon us this year. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal Lord, ruler of all, graciously regard those set in positions of authority among us to be guided by your Spirit, wise in counsel, and firm in good resolution. You've given us this good land of our heritage. Be with those who serve in the military defending our freedoms so we may proclaim the gospel. Courtney Tate, Danny Green, Kevin Stevenson, Ricardo Patanga, Doug Jupe, Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, and Emily Shelton. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you that in holy baptism we walk in light and life. This week, be with Chloe Barefoot, Anna Burgess, Haley Haxton, Jackie Mullen, Jean Forster, Simone Smith, and Emily Cook. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us grace and mercy in our various callings and vocations. Bless all married couples in our congregation, and especially this week, Ed and Vivian Hasbrook, and those who celebrate their anniversaries. May your hand ever lead us, and your love support us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And we pray for the gospel work of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod in the Dominican Republic. Bless Pastor Blake and Elizabeth Warren as they serve in the Dominican Republic. Bless them as they participate in training missionaries serving in the region and those in local church partners with the gospel of Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And to your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy to your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Please fill the ritual friendship pad, pass it back to those next to each other, sheet off, and place it in the basket of narthex as you exit. Please be seated for our offering.
Page 159, we sing What Shall I Render to the Lord. Please stand.
Drink of it, all of you.
This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
depart in peace. Amen. continue on page 164. We stand to sing. Your Son, our Lord, lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.